Page 34. Reading. Exercise B. Read about some charities. How would you describe what a charity is?
Charities of the Week. The following non-governmental, non-profit organizations have been among the most popular charities supported by both philanthropists and other generous people over the past year. Both of them have excellent reputations, and both have been shown to use a high percentage of their funds for their work rather than for administrative expenses. They both seek contributions, and you can donate to each one through its website. If you are interested in volunteering your time, information about that can be found on the websites as well. Doctors Without Borders. This well-known charitable organization dates from 1971, when 300 doctors, nurses, and other staff, including journalists, officially formed it. Originally named, in French, Médecins Sans Frontières, MSF, it became known internationally in English as Doctors Without Borders. MSF's founding belief is that medical care should be available to everyone, regardless of location. Every year, MSF provides emergency care to millions of people caught in crises in some 70 countries around the world. It offers assistance when catastrophic events such as armed conflicts, epidemics, malnutrition, or natural disasters overwhelm health resources. MSF also assists people who are neglected by their local health systems or who are otherwise excluded from medical care. Coral Reef Alliance. Pollution, overfishing, and rapid development are threatening coral reefs around the world. The guiding belief of the Coral Reef Alliance is that since these problems are caused by humans, they can be solved by humans. Corals are resilient to change, but if subjected to current levels of stress, they are in danger of extinction within a few decades. Coral Reef Alliance volunteers work in partnership with the people and groups who depend on reefs for their survival. They employ a three-pronged approach: reducing threats such as overfishing and poor water quality, helping communities benefit socially, culturally, and economically from conservation, and working directly with the tourism industry to decrease its environmental footprint. If the Coral Reef Alliance is successful, we will be able to enjoy beautiful coral reefs for a long time to come.